Well, today we are talking about some hot topics in employment-based immigration, and I have to say that from the time that we prepared our materials, so much has developed. We have changed kind of the course of what we were going to discuss and what we were going to primarily focus on a few times. But you know, and that's the moral of the story right now, right? That so much is changing, and it really requires that you're keeping on top of everything. So cheers to you for coming to this conference to stay updated on the latest developments, and hopefully we'll provide you with some additional information and tidbits and tips that you can use in your practice. The beginning of the year started on a fairly positive note in that we had a new decision to clarify the standards for national interest waiver cases, and the case is referred to as Matter of Danisar. And it clarified, I believe it gives more flexibility to the totality of the circumstances that are considered for national interest waiver case filings. And so this was a really positive decision. We also had developments with the high-skilled worker regulations, and we're not going to focus too much on that, just to note that we're still waiting to see what will happen with the H-4 EADs. So I think that the overwhelming theme that is affecting our practice right now is the Buy American, Hire American, and how that is kind of seeping into a lot of the requests for evidence that we're seeing, and certain policies that we're seeing coming out of USCIS.